I'm Dan Clefstad. Another attempt to tie Abraham Lincoln to a disputed stovepipe hat, once valued at $6.5 million, has come up empty. Dave McKinney has more.
Since its 2007 acquisition, the hat's been displayed off and on at Lincoln's Presidential Museum in Springfield. But for the past 16 months, Illinois State historian Samuel Wheeler has been trying to determine if the hat is real or fake. His 54-page report, obtained by WBEZ, reveals troubling new findings. In the 1950s, one of the hat's original owners sold it to a downstate antique shop for just $1 rather than pass it on to her heirs. Wheeler tracked down some of those descendants, who told him they had never heard anything about the hat ever belonging to Lincoln. Wheeler measured the hat and found it wasn't Lincoln's size, and a 2013 museum document defending the hat was filled with what Wheeler called untruths. This is Dave McKinney.
Illinois officials took a first step in assessing ethics laws that govern the behavior of lobbyists and public officials. The Joint Commission on Ethics and Lobbying Reform held its first meeting Monday in Chicago. State House reporter Brian Mackey tells us members have their work cut out for them.
Among other things, the commission is charged with reviewing laws that have allowed multiple state lawmakers to lobby local governments in Illinois, and vice versa. This year, multiple elected officials, lobbyists, and local units of government have come under federal investigation in what's been described as the broadest anti-corruption probe in recent memory.
The commission's final report is due at the end of March. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul joined 18 other state attorneys general in opposing proposed federal rules that they say could strip LGBT individuals of health care rights. The proposed rules deal with non-discrimination policies within the Department of Health and Human Services. It would delete language in HHS regulations prohibiting discrimination based on factors such as age, disability, sex, race, color, national origin, religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. The proposed rules would replace that language with a generic ban on discrimination to the extent doing so is prohibited by federal statute. In a statement, Raoul said, quote, "Our federal tax dollars should not be funneled toward organizations that openly discriminate against certain groups." I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A traffic stop in Johnson County on Sunday resulted in the seizure of nearly 2 pounds of oxycodone pills. Illinois State Police say the car was initially pulled over for a Scott's Law violation, failing to move over or slow down when an emergency vehicle is on the side of the road. During the stop, the trooper reported indicators of criminal activity. The suspect didn't have a valid driver's license, and there was an open alcohol container inside the car. After a more thorough search, the trooper found 814 grams of oxycodone, pills that are suspected to be laced with fentanyl as well. The suspect, Manuel Bracamonte of San Diego, California, was arrested. He's being held in the Saline County Jail. He faces charges including manufacture and delivery of a controlled substance, driving without a valid license, and illegal transportation of alcohol. All marijuana cultivation centers in Illinois have been cleared to grow adult-use cannabis. The State Department of Agriculture's Jeff Cox says the agency has officially licensed all 21 cultivation centers. They're located throughout the state, including in southern Illinois.
So what that means is that all of the companies that had been making medical cannabis can now start shipping product for adult use purposes for January 1.
Area cultivation centers that can grow adult use cannabis, including ones in Albion, Shelbyville, Carbondale, and Anna, social equity applicants will be able to apply for a cultivation license in another phase, and small craft growers can apply beginning on January 7th. I'm Jennifer Fuller.